Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. ACT MP Nicole McKee says bringing back three strikes legislation would be one of the first acts of an ACT Party national coalition. Legislation has gone through to repeal the Sentencing and Parole Reform Act of 2010, which Justice Minister Kiritapu Allen says is a bad law which disproportionately affects Māori. Ms McKee acknowledged it had a minimal deterrent effect, but says 12 years isn't long enough to properly assess its impact given the length of sentences for serious violent crimes. She says there are only 24 people currently serving three-strike sentences, but it's about the victims.
Nowhere throughout this piece of repeal legislation have the victims been consulted in any way. Even the Human Rights Commission did not place the word victim within their report to the Select Committee, not once. So I think there's been a huge piece of legislation that misses out a big part of our community, and that's the victims and their voices.
Justice Minister Kiritapu Allen says victims were forced to undergo lengthy and traumatic court cases because mandatory maximum sentence from a third strike conviction meant there was no incentive for offenders to make an early plea. The Associate Minister of Statistics is rejecting criticism from the Iwi Leaders Data Group of the new Data and Statistics Act, which passed this week. Meka Whaitiri says ministers met with the group multiple times over the past 3 years, and the need for an ongoing relationship with Iwi Māori is written into the Act. She says it will give Iwi better data on issues like housing and health, and it's a significant advance on what came before.
This legislation replaced something that was dated in 75, no acknowledgement of iwi Māori. This legislation puts it right up at the front. It talks about our tiriti obligations. Of course, we've got more work to do. We've never said it's absolutely 100% perfect, but no relationship is.
Meka Whaitiri says Māori concerns about data sovereignty and offshore cloud storage of information can be part of ongoing dialogue. A new accreditation system has been agreed between the Ministry of Health and the New Zealand Association of Counsellors for counsellors working in mental health and addiction services. Gai Puketapu Andrews, who's just completed a 10-year term as the association's Tahi Kā, or Māori leader, says counsellors have opted not to go through the Health Practitioners Competency Assurance Act. That created some problems, so they've adopted a co-regulation system similar to that used for specialist areas like counselling victims of sexual violence referred by the Accident Compensation Corporation.
That was one of the reasons people wanted to be registered under the HPCA Act, was because sometimes they were being denied employment in DHBs and primary health organisations and those sort of places that are based in the health system. And now that's not going to be a barrier. If people want to do that work.
Gai Puketapu Andrews says there's always a need for more Māori counsellors who have the skills to deal with Māori whānau because of their shared culture and understanding. And that's your Wātea News.